Have you ever asked yourself, why am I truly here? What is my purpose? How about, what's the connection between mind, body, spirit, and soul? Can we really connect to those who have passed before us? My name is Lee Chandler, and I'll be hosting a new podcast called The Wise Old Soul. The name, The Wise Old Soul, refers to the inner guidance, the inner knowing we all have and experience from time to time. I see it as a journey to a higher perspective. Together, we'll delve into some of the most asked questions from a spiritual perspective, including NDEs, near-death experiences, Kundalini awakenings, angels, guides, connecting with those who have passed before us, other intelligent beings potentially. There's so many questions and so much to share. The planet is awakening as quickly as it ever has, and there's more questions arising from so many people, me included. I'll share my own perspective from time to time, but more importantly, I will have some amazing guests who will share their stories, experiences, and gifts. Many of the guests you may have heard of, others maybe not so much. I can promise you they all have a message of positivity, truth, and what's truly possible to advance ourselves to a higher perspective. It's my intention for our guests to have a comfortable environment to share their experiences, perspectives without judgment. You as the listener can take or leave as much as you want from each and every topic. The choice is yours. Now you may be thinking, who's Lee Chandler? Let me explain a little bit about myself. I'm just like you, an average person. I was an average student. From school, I went into the oil industry and eventually left due to an illness. Shortly thereafter, I moved 1,600 miles, joined my brother and his company in residential renovations. A decade and a half later, I formed my own company and started building commercially, specializing in schools, and simultaneously started in residential land development. Building and land development have stayed with me ever since. But there's something else that stayed with me ever since I was a young boy. I knew in my heart there was more to life that was really being told to us and what I was experiencing. I had a sense of knowing that we were guided in ways that I couldn't answer. Around 4 or 5, I experienced an entity who visited me in the middle of the night. I was in a state of heavy crying. I was inconsolable. For decades, I thought it was due to being frightened to my core. But after being regressed, it appears I was more concerned about not wanting to have my friend, the entity, leave me. In grade school, I remember being told many times, you're like a wise old man. You're an old soul. And I have to admit, I felt it too. I had a strong sense of having lived life before, but no proof. But consider this. It was the early 60s, and anything out mainstream religion was pretty much taboo, a forbidden topic. You, like me, may have been told not to go down this path. It's not a good thing. It's evil. It's the devil. Stop with the daydreaming and that overactive mind. Just do as you're told. Be a good child. So I did. How about you? Similar stories? We put our feelings and experiences up on a shelf. For me, I suppressed those feelings and carried on with what society expected of me. Go to school, get a job, buy a car, get married. Sound familiar? Many of you have had similar experiences, and that's why we're finding each other now. By the time I was in my late 20s, I started looking again. I knew there was something more than that day-to-day grind. So I got involved in personal development. I experienced walking on coals, not once, but 6 times. I was never burnt. This was the experience that seemed to have cracked me wide open. How can you walk on coals and not get burned? I did ask myself, though, What else have I been told in this life that's not true? What other beliefs were just handed down for generations and not really discussed? I read, I researched, literally everything I could get my hands on, and all of a sudden, things started to move in a positive way. I found meditation, and I've pretty much meditated for well over 30 years now. I've spent an extended time in Thailand, in a couple of Buddhist temples, developing my meditation skills. And as that developed, I started to feel there was a universal energy, a universal consciousness that I was connected to, but we were all connected to it. It was like we had a silver umbilical cord. I started to believe in me again. This isn't to suggest that life's perfect, because it's not. But for me, it was the journey, a journey to a higher perspective. I've clearly learned through experience, if you're also feeling down, go do something for someone else. Do it for somebody that can never do anything for you, or at least you may think they can. In 2014, I co-founded a charity called Bracelets for Buildings. Very good friend of mine and I decided that we needed to make a difference. So we started to build for some of the poorest people in Cambodia and Thailand. We just completed our 84th house, and now our eyes and our vision is to number 100. I believe this blessing has been bestowed upon me, allowing me to participate to help make a positive difference in someone else's life, and it's just another layer of my awakening. I can tell you the Lee Chandler who arrives in Thailand or Cambodia is never the same Lee Chandler who leaves. A change when you start to do things with no strings attached takes place deep in your soul. I can promise you this though, it has been some of the best experiences that I could have ever asked for in my life. The gift that I have been given to serve these people that have given me so much, I could never do enough to repay them. If you want to check us out, just to understand a little bit more about Lee Chandler, feel free. Go to Bracelets, the number 4, buildings.com. So what other things have happened? I've experienced past life regressions. I've been guided into altered states of consciousness where I visited myself as a boy, done virtual healings for people, channeled my guides, and all of a sudden, the sense of being whole is starting to return. I'm discovering my purpose and fulfilling my mission statement I wrote well over 30 years ago. I, Lee Chandler, see, hear, feel, and know. The purpose of my life is to share myself and the gift of life, to positively impact all people I've had the opportunity to connect with. I, like you, have so many more questions to be answered, but I'm no longer willing to sit back and let my true purpose in life pass me by. I want to share, I want to learn, and allow us all to wake up to the beauty and the unlimited opportunity in life that this magnificent universe has to offer. I would like to share this ride of a lifetime with you and the guests that we'll bring on the program. Together, we'll share the knowledge of the universe and discover the God-given gifts that we all have been blessed with, but maybe just forgot. I invite you to join me and my guests as we reconnect with our own wise old soul, a journey to a higher perspective.